Not a single question that we presented was addressed by you. Why, sir?
University of Illinois biology professor Stephen Kaufman called out this complaint at the end of the Board of Trustees' nearly two-hour meeting on former Judge Garippo's Chief Alanowek report. Garippo had been answering written questions from the audience, and Kaufman was among the Chief Alanowek opponents who felt the report and Garippo's response to the questions gave their point of view a short shrift.
We worked as hard as you did, and we don't get paid a penny for it. Why aren't you answering the questions that were presented?
Kaufman did not get an answer from Garippo or from the board, which had declared this part of their meeting adjourned. But earlier, Garippo had defended his report, saying it was misinterpreted by some as representing his own feelings on Chief Alanowek or as giving a final conclusion on the issue. Instead, Garippo says the report is meant to summarize and provide some context for the arguments on both sides of the debate over the costumed dancer, which some see as a positive university symbol and others as a racist stereotype. Garippo says he wanted to keep his own voice down to a minimum in the report and let the views of both sides speak for themselves.
I wanted the format not to like hit you in the face. I wanted people to read it and digest it and say, you know, what's he driving at? And in the meantime, they would read this and start to, and maybe at least not accept another view, but appreciate another view.
The report is part of the university's formal dialogue on Chief Alanowek and includes summaries of the thousands of letters and emails sent in on the controversy. Garippo says one way people misinterpreted his report involved his summary of those messages. Most of the messages supported the chief, but messages from organizations, many opposing the chief, were counted the same as those from individuals. Garippo says some people erroneously gave the summary of the messages the weight of a scientific survey of popular opinion.
I was deeply disappointed that so many people failed to understand that this was not intended to be a true poll. I would estimate that as a poll, the margin of error may be in the neighborhood of 100%.
But opponents of Chief Alanowek say the trouble with the report lies not in what's in it, but in what's left out. Sid Crewe of the Illinois chapter of the National Coalition on Racism in Sports and the Media says Garippo should have sought out more opinion from Native American groups and scholars and considered the impact of Chief Alanowek on society.
The discussion of racism, the discussion of intent versus what is the actual consequences. And what I mean by that is, you know, some people say this honors and other people are saying, no, this hurts and this impacts our children. There's no discussion of that in the report.
Garippo also discussed the report's final section, a generally pessimistic look at the possibility of compromise between the two sides. He said that, like the rest of the report, it reflects the opinions he collected and not his own views. On that topic, board member Thomas Lamont noted that the university has reduced its use of Chief Alanowek's performances and the chief logo over the past decade.
I think it was an effort probably to bring some appeasement to those who would believe that the chief is and that the logo is inappropriately used. And some might say there was an element of an effort to compromise in that respect.
But such statements did not impress the Chief Alanowek opponents, who made up many of the approximately 130 people attending the meeting. Durango Mendoza, a Muscogee Creek Indian who lives in Urbana, says the Garippo report reflects to him the board's support for the chief.
I was trying to read between the lines to see if from what he was saying that I could glean some kind of opinion that he might have had, having looked at all that stuff. Because the report itself, even though he says it wasn't meant to be a popularity contest in the poll, basically that's what it amounts to.
There was no board action following the hearing of Garippo's report on Chief Alanowek. U of I Board Chairman William Engelbrecht says the board will have a response to the report sometime in the spring, the final stage in its formal Chief Alanowek dialogue. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.